And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Steve McSwain, who is responsible for making people have a cool experience. And by that, I mean being at the Ice Arena and Events Center here in Palmer. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to see you here. Thanks for the nice introduction. And yeah, we do like to make people have fun at that Ice Arena. And a lot of special memories over the years, for sure. We got some neat things coming up, and it's been a good season. We've been going hard for quite a while now, and we've got a few weeks left here with a few things on deck here. But again, thank you. Yeah, a lot of neat memories, and we like to see people smile on the ice.
So how many years now has it been that place has been there? I know it's had a name change and all, but are we talking about 10 years or roughly? Or?
I think we're getting close to 15 years.
15, that meant that long.
Yeah. Wow. So, we've been, I know it's, sometimes I have to look back and think, but I have people coming back that adults now and in their 30s and just saying, hey, they grew up in this rink as a kid, and now they're over 30 years old, and they were in high school when the rink opened here. So it's had some really neat memories for people coming back saying how special this rink was, and find themselves in different parts of the world. And they said that the MT Event Center would pop into their brain, like, what, just thinking of past memories. So that always makes me smile.
Sure. Well, as an event center, this past winter, of course, there's been a lot of skating going on there. And when you say we're as many people are looking at spring and a changeover, how does that work? What changes happen? Does the ice go away, and when does it go away, and all the rest of that?
We're looking at the 22nd, 23rd, I believe, for the ice to come out this season. And so taking the ice out, because we're getting ready for from the event center side, we're getting ready for a car show. The 49th State Street Rodders have a show first week of May.
Okay.
So we have about an eight to 10 day period to take the ice out, and it's a little bit of a process, but the compressors get shut off, and then we get some four wheelers in there and start a couple devices pushing that ice out here. We've done it a lot of different ways over the year, but we're finally mastering some time efficient ways.
I never really thought about that. So I thought, well, okay, you stop cooling it, does it turn to water and you just pump it out, or how's that work? What have you finally decided is the best way?
Well, that pump thing you're talking about was, we've talked about, why isn't there a drain in the middle of this thing here?
Oh, yeah.
There's been just hours of days upon hours of just hard work pushing big icebergs here, through an end wall in the building. So, but now we're starting to let technology and machinery start taking over. We got some smart guys there, and they get these little plastic panels that they tweak a little bit and make them like a big funnel, and then we attach it to a four-wheeler and just start pushing it out here. And we zam it to the Zamboni.
Sure.
Thins the ice out as low as we can go with trying to protect the blade, so you don't want to go all the way through or you scratch up the floor, and we've been painting our floor, so we're trying to keep it nice and pretty.
Okay, so how long a time does it take to get all the ice from the time you start, last person's off the ice, and it's going to be ready for the flooring and all? What, 2 days, 2 weeks?
Oh, it's going to take us probably 5 days, I would say,
to get it
nice and dry in there. We have a little bit of a shorter staff, so. But my guesstimates, it's varied from three weeks here, at the very beginning when we were trying to figure it all out. But I within a week we'll have it nice and ready.
Okay, so ice is out. We're looking ahead. And is the car show the first event that happens?
Well, the car show happens. That's the first week of May. We have We have a tournament that starts tonight, an adult men's tournament. We've had tournament after tournament, and last weekend was the Suey Cup. It was a very popular tournament. It was the Suey Cup. A lot of great hockey being played, and I think the Pachyderms won it here. But it's over 10 years this tournament going strong, and so then this week we have the Valley Adult League starts tonight, and it's about a 3-day adult men's tournament and then we have a very special game here next week. It's called Rock and Hockey, and it's adaptive PE course classes come, and it's an unbelievable game. We've had some news coverage of it over the years. That's going to be the 11th and 12th. We're going to make it one day for the middle school and one day for the high school kids. But it's the high school kids from all over the valley, Palmer, Wasilla, Colony, every school here. I'm forgetting one here. I apologize. Pathways. But we have the kids... The hockey players get a kid in a chair, and they're their, you know, their partner, their teammate, and they sure. push the kids, and we have a big beach ball, and it my son is in a wheelchair, and he scored his first goal last year. He had Reed Humphreys and Haley Hansen here, and they pushed my son down the rink, and you know, put that ball in the net in here, and talk about bringing tears to your eyes here. Anyway, it's just a very exciting event that happens next week, and a lot of people have worked real hard to Teresa Seville and putting getting chairs and helmets and coordination. But it's something that's been growing, and we have some big ideas we're thinking of for the future in that particular rock and hockey game. But MTA Event Center and the city has really helped out City of Palmer. In that regard, and helping out with the ice time, it's going to be a special day for sure. Then we have another tournament coming up right after that. So it's called what's that one called here? Gosh, I get so many tournaments on my mind here. I get lost. I'll think of that in a little bit. Over the Chill. So over the Chill tournament is going to be our last tournament. That's in the third week of April. And then we get ready for the car show.
Okay. Whoa. And here I was jumping ahead to the car show thinking, well, he's just has to move a little ice and relax. But it sounds like it's continuing to be a big season. Mike Malevsky here, and I'm talking with Steve McSwain, who manages the MTA Event Center here in Palmer. And the car show comes, and then I know in the summertime, in the past, there have been changes, improvements to the center itself. Do you have anything big planned for this summer?
Yeah, we have, just going back a little bit here. Last year, we got new plexiglass or new glass right. in there, and it just is beautiful. So people this whole season have just really been very complimentary, and now they can really see what's going on out there. So I think I said this last time we did a show together that the kids can't, you know, they can't cheat on the ice, because before the ice was or the glass was pretty scratched up, so now we can see what you're really doing out there.
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, I had a little fun with that here, keeping everybody on their toes here, the kids here. But with this summer here, we do have some projects plans. We compressor rebuild, some stuff with the bleachers and we have a full slate this summer to get ready for the next season here. Throughout the summer, but when you put the work in the summer and people come into the rink looking good here, is, you know, that's going to be our goal.
Okay, sounds good. That's very good. This is I'm guessing over time you're seeing the center become. You've pointed to people who were using it back in the day. But as time goes on and more people flow through, it becomes kind of a very important place in the Palmer athletic complex, if you will.
Oh, I am so proud of to be a part of to be a part of what I've seen over the past almost 15 years, I think guesstimating. But the people, the seniors that walk there, the look in their eyes when they were walking in the winter and thanking me, and I don't deserve the thanks. I'm opening the door, but just genuinely hug me and say thank you. This is so right. important. But on to the kids and the memories to a guy this year, I spoke at a high school function a few weeks ago, and I got emotional with it here. But there was a boy that talked about his experience, and he wanted to do a Eagle Scout project, and he wanted to give back to the rink. So he built these benches for the rink, and he just so I got to know him. He donated some time also to helping around the rink, and he was talking about how he donates money with his PFD to certain causes here as a 17-year-old boy, donating money for kids that need lunch and to see just his story about how he loved the ice arena. He wanted to do something. It's been such a big part of his life, it was a very, very cool to see that. But there's so many stories of neat people like that. There's kids that come back with their little kids now that are starting to skate at the rink here. Sure. And it's a really neat skating family here, ice hockey and figure skating. I feel very fortunate and blessed to get to see that.
So in the area, going all the way to Anchorage, but here in the valley in particular, do you find, I know that there are other facilities, and sometimes they are repaired and fixed and so on. Are we seeing any increased pressure on the MTA Event Center coming up because of work that's being done elsewhere? Or how do you fit into that whole collection of similar arenas?
Well, we have our work to do, and I know that there is work being done in Wasilla at the Bread Ice Arena here.
Right.
They're doing
right.
some they have a big project going on there. So, we're always busy. I try to really focus on us.
Sure, understand that.
But it is, for the summertime, we are not going to stay open this summer. It just costs too much money to keep those compressors running. And being around the business for a long, long time, there is a certain hardcore skating group that would probably skate 12 months out of the year.
Sure.
Every day, but it doesn't make sense for us.
So,
it just costs
so
much.
The ice obviously then goes out, and yet you'll be open for the events that happen from time to time.
Right. And getting the building fixed up. But Mike, one thing that just jumped in my brain we have a couple lines in the water for some other events here that may happen, a potential circus. There's another one too around colony days here. So I would say those are still in the works here. I would say, but the one thing I almost forgot here, I wanted to talk about speaking about the area from, the Mat-Su Valley here. We had a hockey game a few weeks ago. We had the most people ever in the building. It was a neat weekend for Palmer altogether. At the middle school, they had probably 500 people at the wrestling match. And we had, I think, 1,524 people in our building it's called the North American Hockey League. And they're eyeballing the valley for bringing a junior team. And whether it's Jeremiah Bartz at the Frontiersman did a story here in the last week about the potential of Anchorage may get a team. There's a team right now in Fairbanks called the Fairbanks Ice Dogs. There's a team in Kenai called the Kenai Brown Bears. And now they're looking at a valley rink to potentially be have another franchise and also a team in Anchorage here. But it was so neat to see the valley come together from people from Wasilla, from Willow, from Talkeetna to Anchorage, to everybody in Palmer, Sutton, everybody came to our arena, and it was just, parking was, might have, was the parking lot was jam packed. I don't think you'd fit a piece of corn anywhere around the between cars there. But anyway, it was just a it was neat to see. Palmer was electric kind of feeling here, and just an energy in the air, and a positive energy in the air, but seeing people smiling in that rink, just so excited to see a great hockey game here, so nobody complained once about the parking. It was just a really, really neat day.
So, when does the ice come back?
The ice is going to come back potentially sometime in August to the first days of September here. So that is yet to be determined.
Okay. And then you'll be back into the busy schedule that happens when the ice is down and winter's there.
Yeah, when that ice is in, we go hard. I mean, it's that hot, the skating machine. You're just barely sleep in the winter as a rink guy here. It's you're always got something on your mind here that needs I just call it the skate. So the skating machine is just you go hard and then I'm looking forward to end of the year in some ways here, because there is projects I really do want to get on and get fixed here for the next year, but it's fun. We go hard but it's nice to turn those compressors off and just get caught up a little bit every once in a while.
What about the Zamboni? How much work does that require maintenance-wise?
Well, I was on my way over here, I was just on the phone with Don Zamboni in California.
Okay.
So I thought I always love to talk to the guy that the machine's named after here.
Sure.
But yeah, the Zamboni is a we have our Zambonis getting up there in age, and we've had a couple I had some questions last night. Something was on my mind about the Zamboni, so that's why I had to call him today. But the Zamboni is a it actually right before our big game here, it had went out on us, believe it or not. So and I was I don't know if I almost had a tear in my eye. You get used to the rink noises, and all of a sudden I was in the front of the building, and I could hear the Zamboni on the ice, and all of a sudden everything got quiet, and I was just thinking, oh my gosh, there's no way.
What kind of engine does it have?
It's a Volvo engine, and I am not the greatest mechanical person, I have to tell you. So I trust in my main man Morgan, who works there, but our Zamboni did go out. And a lot of moving pieces. We had my boss, Chris Knoll. We had the city manager, Mr. Wallace. Everybody got involved. Wasilla helped us out. We got a ZAM from MTR. Got the ZAM over. But it was just a lot of people in the city really coming together But as soon as we got the Zamboni on the MTR on the sled for it to be towed over, our guys
fixed it
worked. So yeah, so we.
So found, any idea what was the problem?
Well, there was. I talked to the ice, the manager at the Eagle River Ice Arena called the Max Center, and he had told me. He said there's this one piece right behind the left headlight that he said in 21 years he's never seen it happen. But he said this piece is kind of like a control board for the whole Zamboni. When that piece goes out, it would just stop you just in your tracks. So he goes, mine went out last year, 21 years, I'd never seen it. He goes, I didn't even know there was a piece back there.
Uh-huh.
And
sure enough,
that was the piece that went out here. But the city manager, Mr. Wallace came through, he found that piece. And then our guy Morgan found a piece. So next thing you know, we had three of these pieces here within by 4 o'clock. But it was when we knew we were going to have a big crowd and
you needed people, to have
people
something.
People kept calling and calling. I'm thinking we're going to have over 1,000 people here. And all of a sudden, when your exam's on the ice, I told my boss, Chris Knoll, I said, it happened at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, at 4, I'm going to really start panicking. And right around 4, he says, okay, you better have a plan B. And plan B is getting another Zamboni. So Wasilla was very gracious to let us have their Zamboni for that day. Ultimately, we didn't need it, but it was sure nice to know you had one on deck in case.
Sure. It sounds like that's a good example of how various rinks work together.
You know, there is a little bit of a brotherhood there. Everybody, sure. I've seen that for many years. The rink people all understand that there's a lot of things going on all the time, and if something happens, if you can help the other person out, there's numerous instances that people have helped us over the years from other rinks, and I like to think we've tried to reciprocate it.
Okay. Mike Malevsky, once again, here inside the city with Steve McSwain, who manages the MTA Event Center. Steve, we're down to our last few minutes. Are there any things that you want to say that we have missed so far?
Well, I would just say, come on down, come on down and check us out sometime. There's still every once in a while some people. I think people, the word's out more than ever here that we do have a nice arena in Palmer. Love to see those young skaters, whether it's a figure skater or a hockey player, playing. We have a really good youth program here called Palmer Amateur Hockey Association. We call them PAHA. They have a gear program. It's relatively cheap. They rent out the gear for a really cheap price, so you don't have to go buy all new hockey gear for a little 5-year-old here who's going to grow out of it in 1 year. A good cast of characters with the coaching here, and we had some really successful teams this year that some really high level hockey. Brad Hansen had a team here; they won the state tournament here, and just man, these kids are getting at it here. And the figure skating program, everybody but watched Olympics this year, and you saw the amazing figure skating this year.
Yeah.
And man, I'm seeing. Boys and girls doing these great jumps here at our arenas here now. So just a lot of cool things happening around the MTA Event Center.
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve McSwain, for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Have a nice summer.
Yep, you too.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.